They fall easy then, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, see, they just they take your foot and just toss them limbs, and down they come.
When was the last time you
did that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when it was banned. That long in the 50s when it was banned, right? They quit banned. They don't ban no more now. Or what the ban on? They fall to set because they don't beat up good band thrice. But them years, they'd be just loaded down to cook on. But now you see, you get a fall in October, and long in November, then you go to shake them off the trees. And hire people to pick them up by the pound.
Yeah.
But now, like I said, these days, yeah, they...
So the 50s was about the last time you...
That I've done all that thrashing. Ain't hired thrashing in a sense, because it don't be nothing for the thrash.
Yeah.
So don't... What be on that now? They fall to set, because they won't be done how they fall. They quit bang.
Somebody asked you to climb a tree, so you went over to a tree and...
That's right. If it had enough trunk on it at the bottom, I'd hug it. If I had a low limb, you see, I'd hug it and get that limb, you see, and string up in there.
And you climb?
That's right. Go all over it. That's right.
How big?
I like to climb trees like a squirrel. Sure did. I was a great tree climber. Sure was. But I never could do too much swimming. I was scared of water.
Really?
I was scared of water.
Sure so was. You never
swim too much. Sure did.
What would kids do around here in the water? Would they go in it?
Oh, the kids go in the water. Oh, yeah. They, this last generation, they ain't scared of no water. They get out there and swim, you know, and some of them go out there and swim at the lake on his back. That's right. Your kids these days ain't scared. But, you know, I was afraid of water myself. Sure was.
So you never?
Did too much swimming. Sure didn't. Well, I've done a lot of things in my days and time. Now, I used to trap years ago. We started trapping a certain time of year. Every November, you start the trapping.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go out in the woods and have my trap start, you know, and a manker's a pretty sharp thing. You have to hide. When you set a trap for a manker, you got to put it down, you know, and have your little hole for the trap to sit on in you, like. And you set it, and you got to put a lead over the trigger, you see. And the man come on, and see, he just step on that trigger, you see, and you catch his foot. But he man put a shot. You got to be smart catching man. Well, see, he catches scent, you see, and he won't go around that trap now. Man got a good way to scent. He scent good. I catch possums, he catch coons. So then.
What kind of squirrels you got?
Well, we got fox squirrels and cat squirrels. We got two kinds of squirrels here. Got a cat squirrel. He's little and gray. And a fox squirrel, he's real brown. That's a big, a fox squirrel is bigger than a cat squirrel. And then we got flying squirrels here too. You don't see that many of them now, but they were plenty of years ago, flying squirrels. We'd be in the wood cutting timber years ago, and sometimes we'd throw a tree down, that flying squirrel would fly out the tree, fly across the woods. He got a wing, looks like a bird. I don't see them flying squirrel, that's right.
You got that kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Well, a boot owl can see in the dark. We call him boot owl. That's right. That's him. He can see good in the dark, a boot owl. He got good big eyes.
What about the little one?
That's the old squinch owl, they call him. Well, he's seen a dog, too. Then we got a bird they call a bat. You'll see the bat